Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of our Talking Business series. Today is a solo episode, but as usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing, abundant full week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. Now let's get started with this week's episode. So in today's episode, we will be discussing, I would say some of the factors that can go into having a successful business. As you guys know, I do own a business. It's not, I'm still working on it. I'm trying to get everything done and get it back up. But I do have a business. Of course, I have this podcast and I run a fragrance page, which I do get, sent products and, receive money for promoting products, things of that sort. But I do believe, that I want to start another business, but I'm not too sure about it yet. I'm just, fingers crossed, I'm just going to pray on it. But one of the main factors I want to focus on today is networking. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I am very shy. I may seem outspoken or, you know, brave for some things that I share, some of the things that I do. If you know me, I may seem like that to you or anybody that's listening. And honestly, on some levels, I am. I am brave when it comes to certain things. And I'm outspoken when it comes to certain things. But I am very shy. If I'm comfortable around you and you know me and I know you, then that's not the case. If I don't know you, I'm not really comfortable around you. I'm very shy and I'm very closed off. That's just point blank in the period. I don't really like being on camera, even though I do want to start doing videos for my podcast. I do want to start having visuals so you can see reactions from people, me, whoever. I do experience a lot of anxiety when in large crowds or, you know, when it comes to certain things, I just get a lot of anxiety and I don't like talking in front of people. I like talking with people I know, but around people that I don't know, of course, I go back into my shell, I should say. And if you think about it, it's not really that good for a business owner to have some of those things. Not saying it is a problem, but just on some levels though, because I just feel like, because you do have to be on camera at times, you may have to be in large crowds and you may have to talk in front of groups of people. So for some, that could be a recipe for disaster. Sometimes it is for me, but you know, some for others it's not. And if it's not, kudos to you. I applaud you. I'm trying to be like you when I get older. So with me dealing all that, I feel like networking has took a huge backseat for me when it came to my businesses. And it may have been a blow to my business at times. Just my personal opinion. And I only say that mainly because even though I was, you know, I am posting and I do post on social media. I said social media. Like, what the hell? Even though I was posting on social media and trying to be consistent on my pages and whatnot, promoting my products, you know, things of that sort, I think that networking was one of the main factors that my business wasn't flourishing the way it could have been. And I only say that because I feel like with me networking with other business owners, you know, whether in my lane or not, it doesn't have to be in my lane because I'm not that type of person. I could have learned more and put myself in better positions while running my businesses. Of course, you can learn from trial and error because everybody does. I've done that plenty of times. I cannot count on how many times, on how many fingers that I have closed my business, opened up my business, ordered too many products, made too many wrong moves when it came to, you know, doing things for my business, things like that. Everybody learns through trial and error. So, you know, that's just a given. But I think that having other people, you know, that you can learn from, you know, you getting tips and tricks, you know, things, how they may do things, how they don't do things, Things like that, and then also them exposing you to different opportunities that can put you way further in your business. You know, this is just a personal opinion. Not saying that networking is the end all be all to your business, because it's not. But I think that it does help. I do listen to people like Ronnie Brown. She's from my area, DMV. Coryell, Milan Mobley, Jessica Lauren, and a few other people, because they do provide like valuable information when it comes to running a business. And they share their experiences and things that you should do within your business and things that you shouldn't have within your business and stuff like that. But I feel like networking is just like a step up from just listening to a podcast. I know Ronnie does. She has like a business group, and I wanted to join. I think I'm going to join sometime this year. I think Milan does too. And, oh, also, and Coryell does too. Okay. But I just feel like it's just a step up. You know, you can get all the information you can, but being around those people and soaking up that knowledge, just being around them, you know, I feel like that would be a step up. But overall, to a certain extent, I just feel like networking can be essential in helping your business to survive. Honestly, I do feel like networking isn't the end all be all, like I said before, but in your business or businesses, if you have multiple, it's not the end all be all whether you're with your business or businesses survive or maintain success. I don't think it's the end all be all. I think it helps, yes. It's very helpful, I believe. I mean, I've seen people, you know, help other people, such as Ronnie and other people like that. I love having conversations with people about business or other people exposing me to different ways how to run a business properly. I have a few business owners in my family as well. I have conversations with them here and there. And I know I work with some of them in their businesses. Like one of my cousins, I worked in her boutique. And I also sold my products in her boutique. My other cousin, he owns a tent shop. I worked in his business as a receptionist. So I know the ins and outs somewhat of his business as well. So I do love learning from people, and I love having conversations with people, because I feel like that, like I said, I learned something from them, or they can even learn something from me, because I can tell them stuff that I, you know, something that they may be doing that I learned from and I don't do anymore. So I do it this way, if that makes sense. Just like anybody else, I can learn from others' mistakes and mishaps so I can know what to do or not to do, and, you know, vice versa. And networking could put my name in business in rooms that actually matter. Not saying that people that don't have businesses don't put your name in rooms that don't. What I'm trying to say is, I'm not saying that networking is just, it overpowers word of mouth from a person that doesn't own a business, because they can put your name in rooms where they matter as well. That's why I appreciate when people that follow me or people that know me, my friends, whoever, they post my business or tell people about, okay, well, I got this from Nail, or I got this from her, I learned this from her. So yeah. And just by, you know, by networking, I feel like my businesses would definitely be a little bit further than they are now. I'm grateful for where I am, and as well as, you know, where God is destined for me to be. But I know that being around to network with like-minded individuals, that would definitely put the battery in my back to help me reach the heights where I want to be. So as I said, networking is not, you know, you have, not saying networking is just like, okay, it's a must, or it could be the death of your business. But I do think that it can help you get further than you are. Thank you all once again so much for listening today. I thank you for your continued love and support of my podcast. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast, because it helps my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome, and I hope that you're sticking around. We will have a special guest next week. Next month. We will be having my friend Makiba. She will be on the podcast next month. I'm so excited. But yes, I love you all so much, and I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.